leadership is incredibly hard, but when we think about the fundamental needs of what a team is really searching for, they want to be heard, they want to be acknowledged, they want to be included, they want to feel valued, they want to feel appreciated.
Hey Slay, hey, it's me Jay, and I'm with my girl Nina, and welcome back to the No Stylist Left Behind podcast. We gotta give a big shout out to our faves at Oligo Professional for sponsoring us. Neen, listen up and listen loudly. We were owners, right? We were owners. And I have a question. Today's topic is all about salon walkouts. And what does that mean for you as a leader?
Wow.
I've had a salon walkout. You see me stuttering?
I'm going.
I know, it's hard.
So I've had one. Like, have you ever experienced something like that? Or
so I never had a salon walkout. However, when I was the district manager for that chain of salons, we had individual managers for each salon. We had 8 salons, and there was an owner that left and then took some stylists with her during that time. But personally, no, I didn't have a walkout. And you know, it's a really tough situation, and I want to hear from you too, because you did experience it, and it's scary. It's very nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
It is like, because I get DMs all the time, you know, from owners. They're either, you know, sometimes on the verge of one, or they've already had one. And my heart goes out to them, because it's just a vulnerable place to be, right?
Yeah.
But as leaders, we have to recalibrate, and we have to start looking within and looking at ourselves, right? It's like, how can we shift that narrative? Because it is definitely something that if it happens to you once, you don't want it to happen again, for sure.
Yes, it happened once to me, and it never happened again, right?
What do you think? So
once.
What do you think contributed to it? And what did you learn after the fact?
So when I opened my business, and I think there's a lot of us out there that can relate to this, I was just turned 24. Right? Like, when you think about that age and the things that I was already still walking in the doors of my salon with, right? I lacked knowledge and foundation. I thought it was fun, right? Like, my energy was up. It was a vibe, and it looked pretty, and we were doing great. But over time, what happened, because I didn't set the foundation strong in my brand mission, right? What did we stand for? Like, why were we showing up every day?
Yeah.
Like that lacked. Like, if someone asked me at 24, what my brand mission and what we stood for in our business, everyone's answer would have been different. It was not a like-minded space.
Right.
It was a good vibe. Right. But the foundation was rocky. Also, I had no systems, no protocols. No one knew what to do if the place caught on fire.
Right.
So this foundation of the business, and it all caught up to us, me, the leader, so fast. I believe it was around the 1.5 to 2 year mark. And I led with fear. Like, I was so fearful and distracted behind the chair that I would just get busier. I would do another highlight.
Right.
I would install another foil. Right. I was in it with my team. I was there with them, like, in the trench, and my business was crumbling underneath me. Right. And I didn't have enough capacity to lead.
Right.
I didn't hear them. I didn't see them. I barely talked to them. And if I did, it was through fear.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that, because I think
for sure.
It's It's one of those things where it's hard to talk about sometimes, you know, because when we think about a walkout, a lot of times we feel like we're failing. And in some cases, you know, or I should say in every case, you have to take a step back and look at yourself, because as the leader of the business, you are responsible and accountable for everything that happens. So even down to the fact of your stylist not coming in on time, like it's not her fault. It's your fault because you're letting it go on for so long. It's your fault there were no systems in place, right?
Yeah.
And I think accountability is important. And I think, you know, on the latter side of it, when that happened, it is when it happened to you, what were some of the things that you actually learned from that?
It was the biggest wake up call in my business that I believe them. It hurt. So, I mean, I remember closing my office door and just hitting the ground. And I was like, whoa, how special is this? Like that seven amazing humans walked. They weren't protected, right? It was just not alignment, right? And what they, I didn't bring value. So it was a wake up call for me. And I remember looking at Vincent, baby daddy husband, and I said, I found a 2-week course, like in person on leadership and business development, and we're going.
Good.
I booked the flights. I got us there, and I just was all ears. I was so curious, right? And what was so great about that, it was in Connecticut, and what was so great about that was I really got to have a safe space with like-minded people who were still in the same boat as me to say, okay, this didn't work out, but the awareness and now the tools, right? And the way that we're going to show up now with a fresh new team,
right?
I got a clean canvas to get it right. Now, later on, and we've talked about it a couple of years ago on the podcast, I reached out to a lot of them to make sure I wasn't, how I led them, they weren't carrying that with them, and apologized to say, you know, I was young, we're having fun, you know, there, it wasn't safe, right? In that space. So it's never too late. I really want to say that, like, in life, it's never too late to get it right. Like, in those mistakes and discoveries, it's what you do with them, right?
Absolutely.
It's the awareness and the action behind it. So it's never too late. And if you are experiencing that, or you feel like one's coming,
right?
Because hindsight, when I looked, it was right in front of my face.
Right. Because typically your team members, they're screaming at you, but they're not screaming at you physically. They're screaming at you by acting out.
Yeah.
They want your attention. And, you know, we have to really understand that when you take on a role to be an owner, you're taking on the role to be a leader, and you have to assume responsibility and accountability for things that go on, everything that goes on in your salon. So I think in ways we make things so complicated, but it's actually quite simple when we think about, you know, leadership is incredibly hard, but when we think about the fundamental needs of what a team is really searching for, they want to be heard, they want to be acknowledged, they want to be included, they want to feel valued, they want to feel appreciated. And if we can, we're going to mess up. We're leaders. We're going to mess up. We're going to say the wrong thing sometimes. We're going to do the wrong thing sometimes. We're going to show up late sometimes. Like, it just happens. But owning your own shit is important. And realizing that you can't be perfect is important, but also making sure that you have the systems in place, that you have the processes in place, that you have the coaching and the support aspect in place, because people want to be led. That's why they're working in a commission space. If they wanted to do their own thing, they would go rent a suite or rent a chair. And so you can definitely turn it around. And I've talked to owners that have been through walkouts, and they did exactly what you did. And they invested in education. They took leadership courses. They dove deep into self assessment and personal growth and development, and they came back stronger and harder, and they are doing so incredibly well. So give yourself a little bit of grace, but also take accountability. It's like, we can't blame everybody. Like if seven people are walking out, it's a problem. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's not an isolated incident with like, with stylist Kelly. Like it's an issue.
It's
right?
not a them, it's a you.
Exactly. Yes, absolutely. So do you have, I know that we made a list, but there were a couple of things and tips that we kind of wanted to talk about and maybe ways to self-assess.
Yeah, for sure. And I'll start off with this one. I feel that first when you're diagnosing it, right? Like you have to walk in with all eyes on you as a leader. Like, I mean, it's almost like you're walking on a dark stage. All of a sudden the spotlight just turns on and you're just standing in the light, right? And you gotta fall on the swords with passion and purpose, like, and believe what was told, right? And thankfully I had some exit conversations with a couple of them that allowed me to have some awareness to kind of connect the dots and then dig deeper. So I feel like, you know, a lot for me in the moment, and I totally agree with you about being seen, being valued, and like really being a part of the journey with your company. But I was unavailable to have my team be seen and heard. Like I didn't have the capacity or even, I didn't have the capacity for it, right? And also the way I was led by my mentor, right? Was very cutthroat, very like in your face. He would cuss me out a couple of times or more than a couple of times, but I could take it, right? Mm-hmm. Like I was like, so I assumed that everyone can just be led that way. And I'm like, oh no, wait. Right. So I think it's like tapping into the different personality traits of the people that are on your team. Right. And being inquisitive. And there's tools now at our disposal that can find out what, say, their love language is, or, you know, how their brain works. Like, are they a morning person? I started asking better questions, right? Mm-hmm. And being more inquisitive about the person, the individual,
right?
What rocked them, right? Like, that was like probably one of the most fun things for me was actually getting to know the heart. Right,
absolutely. Because it is, you know, we have to understand, I shared this on Instagram. It said salon owner, hairstylist, crossed them both out, human.
Yeah.
We're all human. And we have to understand that, you know, when you're in a leadership position, you come last in terms of not, you have to fill yourself and make sure that you have boundaries and you're doing all the things for yourself, but in your company, your team gets paid first. Your team eats lunch first. Your team comes first. And that's what happens when you lead in terms of a servant style leadership, which is what I truly believe in. And there is a, you can go on 16personalities.com. And I encourage a lot of my coaching clients to go on there and do this. And now I'm actually having my coaching clients take the 16 personality test so I can coach them better. But you can, as an owner, have your team take 16 personalities test, and it will open your eyes on how they learn and receive information and who they are. So then you can coach them more individual based, as opposed to putting everybody in a cluster and teaching them the same way, because we all learn differently. And I think this is also very important for our suite owners, renters, commission stylists that are thinking about going out on your own, because it is so incredibly rewarding to be a salon owner, but it is so highly, there is such a high impact of responsibility and accountability there in terms of leading, that it's not like, oh, we're just going to open up a salon and I'm signing a lease in a couple of weeks. And I'm like, hold on a minute. Like you do your business plan. What's your business structure? What does it look like? What, you know, what are you offering? What's your compensation package? You have to have all of those things down. And then on top of it, you have to lead a team and create a culture that people want to be a part of.
Hey.
So,
amen.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, we're sharing so much information. Like if you've been on that side, there is another side to it. If you've had a walk out, there's life after that. We all are growing and evolving. And like I said, leaders make mistakes too. Lord knows I've made a shit ton of them in my days of being a salon owner, but also for our stylists that are thinking about being an owner. It's a lot more than just how much money can I put up and what kind of pretty space can I open? You know, there's a lot more that goes behind it on the leadership side, on the culture side, on the branding side that is incredibly important too.
I'm fired up today.
Mm-hmm.
That was so good.
So listen, you guys know the drill. Thank you. First of all, thank you guys so much for rocking with us for the past 4 years. Is it 4 years or
almost, right?
Wait, it's almost 4 years. So May.
Yeah, almost May.
Oh my God. May will be 4 years. And just thank you so much for your support and just showing up for us, you know, first every Friday and now every other Friday and really supporting us. And of course to Olego Professional for being our sponsor and supporting us as well. And if you have any questions, you can always slide into our DMs at Nina Tullio and at It's Mr. J. Ladner. And listen, if you've learned anything from listening to us today, please know that it is okay to live in your truth and remember to always live your life out loud. See you next time.